Welcome A-plus viewers to our second day with Angelina Jolie. Jonathan?
Yes, Clayton, we can only live this life once. 人生就这么一次啊。
Right.
So how do you live your life to the fullest? 你怎么好好利用你的人生呢?
Oh, I see. Well, I wake up early every day. I try not to waste my time doing things that aren't important, and I try to enjoy my life.
Me too. I always do the best I can, and I always want to improve myself. 我总是一直追求进步啊。
Oh, then you're like Angelina Jolie. She's always trying to be a better actress and a better person.
所以 Angelina Jolie 和我们一样哦，都不喜欢浪费人生。 我们来看看今天的 reading， 看可以跟他学到些什么。Angelina
Jolie, doing it all. Reading A. In each movie, Jolie always makes an effort to be a better actress. In Tomb Raider, Jolie played the brave Lara. She had to do lots of fighting.To prepare, Jolie trained for 8 months. Although she kept hurting herself, she really enjoyed her work. It was wonderful that every day was about learning something new, she said.
Okay, everybody, we're having a look at another lesson about Angelina Jolie.
Now, Clayton, you were saying that Jolie always makes an effort.To be a better actress.
Right. And when you make an effort to do something, that means you try really hard to do something. So she's trying hard to do something, right?
Yes. 我们之前虽然已经提到说她在24岁就已经得到了奥斯卡的最高肯定 but she doesn't think that's good enough. She always makes an effort to beA better actress in each movie. 哈，在每一部电影里头，她都这么做。我们这里看到 make an effort to 加个动词 ，make an effort to 加个动词就是尽力做什么事。虽然说她已经得到了最高的荣耀，但是呢，在每一部片子里，她总是尽力的当一个更好的演员。Amazing.
Yeah, like for her movie Tomb Raider, she trained.For 8 months. Can you believe that?
光是为了《古墓奇兵》这部电影就锻炼了8个月。这个锻炼的英文呢就叫做 train. Train, 当然了是个动词。Now, how does she train for this movie?
Well, she does pull-ups like this. And she hits the punching bag like this.
所以他的锻炼有两个动作，一个是 do pull-ups， pull-ups 就是拉单杠。另外一个呢，则是 hit punching bags， 就是打那个沙包。而 over here， what role does she play in the movie？ 她是扮演什么角色啊？ What role？
Well， in Tomb Raider， she plays the brave Lara。Now, brave means you're not afraid. So in this movie, she plays a tough woman who is not afraid of the bad guys.
A tough woman. Tough, 这形容词就是很坚强的。所以在这里哦，在《古墓奇兵》这部电影里头呢，她扮演的角色是谁呢？是 the brave Lara. Now, brave 这个形容词呢， brave 就是勇敢的。Hey, do you think you are a brave person?
Yeah, I think I am.
那我来问问你好了。如果某天晚上 ,you hear ghosts crying, what would you do?
I would go and turn on all the lights.
把家里所有的灯都打开。That's not brave.
Well, tough guy, what would you do?
Oh,我会怎么做啊？如果换成是我 ，Well, this is what I would do. I would say, "Ghost, I don't taste good. Clayton tastes yummy. Please go find him, and then I'll give the ghost your address, 然后鬼就会去找你。 See, I may not be brave, but I am smart.
Some friend you are. Well, let's get back to Jolie. Now, we were talking about how she had to train for 8 months. Now, when you train, that means you prepare or get ready. But the word train, usually we use it for things we do to get our bodies ready. Like you can train for sports or for gong fu or something like that. So can you believe she trained for so long?
8个月真的是很久哦。我们这里看到 to prepare, 它是个不定词，要表达目的，就是做准备。所以为了《古墓奇兵》这一部电影，他做了8个月的准备，几乎快一年呢。Hey Clayton, have you ever prepared for something for a long, long time?
Well, before I moved to Taiwan, I had to prepare for 2 weeks. I had to get everything ready to come here.
哇，为了搬来台湾花了2个星期准备。That's a long time to prepare.
Right. Now, while Jolie was training for the movie, she kept hurting herself. That means she hurt herself again and again.
啊，真的是好可怜哦。我们这里看到 keep 加上 V-I-N-G. Keep 加上 V-I-N-G 就是一直怎么样。所以在这段锻炼的时期中，她一直都把自己给弄伤了。可是呢，他不以为意，他觉得每天学习到新的东西，这种感觉是很好的。And we should take a break.
Yes, we should. We'll be back.
Angelina Jolie.Doing it all. Reading B. Jolie knows how to live more than one life at a time. She is not only an actress. She also does work for the United Nations. She has already traveled to over 15 countries to help poor people. She brings them water, food, and tents.She even gives 1/3 of her income to help these people.
Jonathan, you're a busy man, aren't you?
我很忙碌。Yes, I am very busy because I work very, very hard all the time.
But when you have time, what do you do?
当我有空闲的时候，我就会干嘛呢？ Well, because I usually work very hard.So I just try to sleep.
Well, do you think that you can live 2 lives?
一口气过2个人生? No way! 一个我就已经受不了了。2 at the same time?
Mm-mm. Well, Angelina Jolie can. She leads more than 1 life at a time. If we say at a time, that means at once or at the same time.
Wow!How does she find the time? 她是怎么抽出时间同时做这么多事情？这个同时的英文哦，有两个说法。你可以说 at a time, 或是你可以说 at once. You know, I know I cannot live 2 lives at once. Now, Clayton, can you live 2 lives at a time?
Well, I can't, but I can eat 2 cookies at a time.
你一口气可以吃2个饼干。哇，突然间好冷，有人开冷气吗？ Did you turn on the air conditioner?
No, come on, let's get back
to the
lesson. I can eat
5 cookies at a time.
That's great, Jonathan. Okay, we'll get back to Angelina Jolie. She really can live 2 lives at a time, right?
Yes, I agree. 她一次可以过。2个生活，她真的是一个大忙人哦。Now, over here, how does Jolie live more than 2 lives at a time?
Well, she's an actress. We know that already. But her other life is that she works for the UN, the United Nations. Now, the UN is an organization that has many, many countries working together.
So many, many countries working together. 我们这里看到一个呢，有很多国家组成的这个组织，诶，英文叫做什么呢？就叫做 The United Nations， 当然就是联合国。So Jolie is an actress. At the same time, she's also a UN worker. She must be very busy.
Yes, she is. And did you know that she doesn't get paid for working for the UN? She is a volunteer.
哇，真是太伟大了！她在联合国的一切都是义务帮忙，她是一个义工。这个义工的英文呢，就叫做 volunteer。Volunteer.
So, with the UN, she has traveled to 15 countries to help poor people.
哇，她已经去过超过15个国家帮助穷人。Now, Clayton, I think traveling can be very difficult. You know, you don't sleep in the same place, you sleep in a different bed, you eat different food, and you have to take the airplane.我觉得很累耶。
Well, yes, it can be tiring, but I still love traveling because I get to see new places and leave my problems behind.
Leave all problems behind. 所以旅行的好处就是可以把一些烦恼呢都抛于脑后，好好的享受。So we were saying that Jolie likes to go to different places to help poor people. But how?
Well, she helps poor people by giving them things they need, like food and water and tents. Now, a tent is something that you can sleep in outside, and it's very useful for some people who don't have any place to live.
哦，真的是很可怜哦，有一些难民根本是连房子都没有，最多就是有帐篷就要偷笑了。帐篷的英文就是 tent, tent.
Now, Jonathan, this is really amazing. She gives all these things to people, but she also gives something else. She gives 1/3 of her income. Now, her income is the money that she makes from acting. So, 1/3 of her income can help a lot of people.
Jolie 真的是太伟大了。她每年呢，三分之一 ,1/3 的 income,income 呢就是薪水，所以每年三分之一的薪水都会捐给穷人呢。
Wow, that's really amazing. Okay, everybody, we've got Word Power next. Stay with us.
Word Power.
All right, it's Word Power time, and Jonathan and I need to make an effort. Make an effort.
Yes, make an effort. 它是一个动词片语，尽力。努力 do your best.
James made an effort to win the tennis game.
James 他努力，他尽力来赢得这场网球赛的比赛。
That's making an effort. Brave, brave.
Brave 呢是个形容词，就是勇敢的。
John is brave. He helped the police catch a bad man.
John 是非常勇敢的，他帮助警察呢抓坏人。
Prepare, prepare.
Prepare 是个动词，有准备的意思。
I have a test tomorrow. I have to study all night to prepare for it.
All night 哦，一整晚哦。我明天有个考试，我必须要读书一整晚来准备这个考试。Too bad.
Income, income.
Income 是个名词，收入的意思。
My brother saves part of his income to buy a car.
我哥哥呢，把他的收入呢一部分存了起来，干嘛呢？买一部车子 ，a Jaguar or something, Mercedes.
He'll have to save a lot. Okay, everybody, stay with us. We're not done yet.
Or BMW.
Keep in mind.
Although I'm very tired right now, I am very happy.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, Although I didn't sleep all night, I got 100 on my test.
Oh, really? Well, although I only got 50 on my test, I'm still happy for you.
Okay, good for you. 这里啊，我们看见了，就是中文啊，我们常常说虽然怎么样怎么样，但是怎么样怎么样。可是在英文里这样是行不通的，因为 although 后面就直接接子句，不要再另外加一个 but 哦，很重要，记住这一点。
And although I don't understand Chinese, I know you were saying something about grammar.
Right. Although this part of the show is over, you should still keep on studying English.
That's right. All right, come on, make an effort. Let's say something here.
Make an effort. Hurry, say something.
Oh, okay, everybody, have another look at today's reading. Yes.
Angelina Jolie doing it all. In each movie, Jolie always makes an effort to be a better actress. In Tomb Raider, Jolie played the brave Lara. She had to do lots of fighting. To prepare, Jolie trained for 8 months. Although she kept hurting herself, she really enjoyed her work.It was wonderful that every day was about learning something new, she said. Jolie knows how to live more than one life at a time. She is not only an actress. She also does work for the United Nations. She has already traveled to over 15 countries to help poor people.She brings them water, food, and tents. She even gives 1/3 of her income to help these people. Review time!
Okay, everybody, let's review what we learned with review time. And our activity today is matching.
Yes, 我们呢今天来做单字定义连连看 Clayton 呢等一下会念一些定义给你那么请你从今天的 reading 当中找出正确的单字
Okay, the first one is not afraid
Not afraid also means not scared、哦、不害怕那是什么呢当然就是形容词 brave 勇敢的 And he is afraid of ghosts
No, I'm just smart. I turn on the light so I can see them. Okay, the next one is to make things or oneself ready.
在这里呢，我们看到 to make things ready， 把什么事情准备好，或是 to make oneself ready， 让自己准备好。So to get ready means to prepare， 准备。
Right.Okay, are you prepared for the last question?
I am always prepared.
Okay.
Try me.
To do one's best.
I always do my best. 就是尽心尽力 And that's to make an effort. 努力
Alright, well I hope everybody watching the show has made an effort and I hope you've done well. Stay with us, there is more to come.
Living phrases.
Okay, so where should we go on our trip?
I should start packing.
One thing at a time. We need to decide where we're going first.
I have to remember to bring my jacket and my swimming suit. You never know.
One thing at a time. Can you help me first?
Right.Should we take the train or the bus?
Tony, one thing at a time. We need to choose a place to go.
Sorry. I don't know. Any ideas?
Well, we could go to Hualien or Kenting or maybe Hong Kong.
Slow down. Let's think of one place at a time.
Just for fun!
Now we're going to have a look at our first animal idiom of the month. Now, as you probably know, these are idioms or expressions that have something to do with animals. But really, they're things that we can say that tell us about people's lives. So, Angie, will you tell us what our first animal idiom is?
Yes. Here it goes. Every dog has his day.
Every dog has his day. Don't we all have days?
Sure, we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but I don't know about a dog day.
Well, I guess this expression must mean something else other than Monday, Tuesday, dog day. When you have your day, that's like, it's your day to shine. It's your day to be successful. And everybody will look at you and go, wow. And you can say, yeah, today's my day. So every dog will have his day, really?
I think they really don't mean a dog, but they mean person. Every person will have his day.
Okay. So that just means everyone will have their chance to be successful. So maybe if right now things are not going well, you're not doing what you really want, maybe you're having a little bit of failure, but then you just need to wait because sooner or later your time will come. It will be your day.
Exactly. For example, here's a little dialogue that demonstrates, that shows this idiom. Clayton, I'm so sad because I lost the race.
Don't worry, Angie. You'll win next time. Every dog has his day.
I feel good about that. I think you're right, because if today is not such a good day, tomorrow will probably be better.
So this is an idiom that you can say to your friends to encourage them, to keep their spirits up, to give them confidence that next time they can do it.